Okay, we're back. Any questions, comments, or observations? Yes. Good question. The question was, what about people that are not members of secret societies who have not been taught about the law of attraction, don't know anything about it, but have incredible success in their life? How do they achieve that? And the answer is, the law of attraction works whether you know about it or not. Your brain transmits frequencies 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It receives frequencies. Whether you're consciously doing that or not, that's what your brain does. Everything on the planet vibrates. Whether you know about it or not, that's what it does. So whether you know about the law of attraction or not, and whether you're using these concepts consciously or not, they still exist. And the fact is, the law of attraction is working in your life and everyone's life, whether they know it or not. When you see how it works, you'll understand why you have succeeded, why you have gotten things in your life that you wanted, and also why you've gotten things in your life you didn't want, or why you haven't succeeded. Because you'll now see that you have been doing this unconsciously all along. And the law of attraction has been working all along. See, whether you know about it or not is irrelevant. It works. It happens. It's there. So for those people that, quote, don't know anything about the law of attraction or how these techniques work, they're doing this anyway. They're just doing it instinctively. They're doing it automatically, maybe because by trial and error, or maybe they don't even know what they're doing, they're just doing it. You look at great athletes, for example, great golfers or various musicians that have, quote, natural talent. When a teacher looks at what they're doing, these individuals have figured it out on their own, and they're doing it not knowing that there's a law or there's a principle or this is how the physical universe is constructed. They're just doing it. So that's the reason why some people who, quote, don't know about this are getting incredible success in their life, getting the things they want, are blissfully happy, have great relationships, etc. They're doing it anyway. But it's much easier when you actually know the mechanics, when you know the recipe, so that you can apply it. Much more effective. Any other comments? Yes. Well, thank you. The comment was that she can't believe how easy and logical this is. And I appreciate the comment. Thank you very much. I hope I'm presenting this material in a way that's easy to grasp and digest and understand. And again, those here in the room have a huge advantage. I mean, you're from all over the world. I'm not sure how many countries here are represented by our participants, but my colleagues, eight countries around the world. And again, you have a big advantage being here because you're not only seeing the physical evidence that this works, but you're meeting people that some of you have heard about, read about, know, and are getting information directly from them and seeing that this is, you know, not pie in the sky, not guru land or motivational speaker world or that type of thing, but the real deal, the people at the highest levels in both world governments and in business. And again, I'd like to just thank again my colleagues for coming forward. I think this is the first time in history when Napoleon Hill was taught this information from Andrew Carnegie, a member of the Brotherhood, and started sharing this back at the turn of the century. It was really the first time this was being leaked from a resident member. And that information was strictly on the money side and the financial or economic side. But this is the first time in history that so many people have come out from the various societies and collectively bound together as we have as part of the Global Information Network and being willing to reveal to the masses for those people who are serious. But again, we made a commitment that we would not just share this with every single person and shove it down anybody's throat, that we'd make this information available to you. But you had to have a high willingness to learn. You had to have a high willingness to learn, which means you're going to have to be willing to give up the thing you love, time and money. You know, how do you determine what is your willingness to learn? I think one of the easiest ways, as I mentioned, is, you know, are you willing to give up something you love? If you love golf, if you love TV, are you willing to give that up to learn this? But there's something else. Are you willing to give up money? And I'm going to talk about why that's really significant if you're willing to give up some money to learn this information and get educated, because that really determines how high your willingness to learn is and how teachable you are. And then, of course, what is your willingness to accept change? You know, this information can be radically different than what you've thought about in the past, but be willing to really accept change and do things different and think things different is going to create different results. So we've talked about, any other comments, questions? Okay, good. We've talked about how the universe works. Everything's made up of energy that vibrates at different frequencies. That's all everything is, including us. That our brains can transmit and do transmit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, frequencies. We have the ability to choose those frequencies, and we have the ability to determine the power and intensity of the frequency and the duration that frequency is being broadcast. Now, how long is that frequency being broadcast? So when we put out a frequency, if we increase the power and intensity and increase the duration,